My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
A Patriots Monday, a Patriots preseason Monday here at WEEI all day long, and we will talk with Jelani Tavai in moments, and then we will talk with New England Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo on a Mayo Monday at around 8 or 8:15, sometime thereabouts. Patriots Monday, also brought to you by Sports Illustrated and the Sports Illustrated Top Performer of the Week. I guess, Shime, we probably should give it to Drake May based on his performance on Thursday night. Any arguments in the room if we
No.
I'd be on board for that.
He was the best quarterback on the field.
Okay. Check out Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets, zero fees. Fans deserve better. Visit sitickets.com today. That's sitickets.com. And then the stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette. Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar. Gillette's ultimate shaving experience. I would say the two touchdowns that Mac Jones had on Saturday night would be the...
Greg, you're getting sucked in. I feel like you're getting pulled right back in. Right back to the
island. The man has looked extraordinary in preseason when given the opportunity.
Two tutties.
Right?
It's pretty impressive. Dropping dimes all over the place. Uh-huh. Where was that guy when he was here?
Well, you saw that guy season one here.
We did. That is true. Maybe now it's the level of competition.
I think Curtis is right, though. If I were the Vikings, I'd be inquiring about Mac Jones, at least inquiring about him.
I mean, it's a perfect situation where the Vikings just gave J.J. McCarthy the new rookie deal. He's out for the year, and Mac's in the final year of his rookie deal, and the Patriots have already paid the bonuses, so it's negligible money. And, I mean, for our purposes, Greg, don't you want Mac to at least start, like, 10 games?
Yes.
Either Shime can mock you or we can mock Shime.
I think he's a guy who gets somebody trades for him either before the regular season, start of week one, or during the season if he continues to play well like this.
Yeah, I don't think that experience here that last season, I don't think he's completely washed in the eyes of the league. I mean,
But the celebration after that touchdown pass, like the second you start feeling good for him, he acts like such a jackass.
With the O-line, yeah. He was like doing that. Yeah, I didn't love that. You're talking about the long one.
Yeah.
And I would say, Greg, the league does think he's washed. That's why he got traded for, a seventh-round pick, sixth-round pick?
I think Matthew Judon's better than a third-round pick, but it's just sort of the situation.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, if Judon was healthy, he's an elite pass rusher.
This is Walter. Hello, Walter.
Hey, guys. I watched that whole game. It was pure Mac Jones with no pressure. He's perfect. you guys, his whole problem is when you get pressure on him, he's not good for the rest of the game. It's like, go watch that game if you have time, Greg. There's nobody near him.
Okay.
It's the pressure is the Mac Jones thing. Have a good day, guys.
I mean, listen, he's got the – he now has a reasonable amount of game experience. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I mean, I think he's definitely moved up when it comes depth chart-wise with those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be the backup.
The breathing exercises are clearly helping him in Jacksonville. Yeah, here was a little bit tough for him. But it's obviously Trevor Lawrence's team. This is an audition for him.
Right.
This is an audition for the 31 other teams throughout the league. Or 30 teams, because New England's not on the destination list.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday, and Jelani Tavai is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And here he is this morning. Hey, Jelani.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Nice Monday, so can't complain.
I think, remind me, did we have some sort of an agreement that you were going to come in and make us fried Spam or something like that? I don't think that happened in the offseason.
Some of those bees, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have to try to find time to maybe bye week or something. I've been waiting for the fried. What's it called again?
Spam Musubis.
Yes. What you said. Yes. I've been waiting.
Greg, I don't know if Spam's on the menu given the extension Jelani got since we last spoke. I mean,
you think he's doing
It's always on there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to talk only about food, but the Hawaiian bun, which is now used a lot when it comes to sliders.
Oh, yeah, the Hawaiian rolls.
The Hawaiian rolls.
The best. Yeah.
Very good, Jelani. Underrated, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
At a time
I wish every store out here sold some.
At a time like this, you shouldn't be giving any credit to Hawaii. They just beat New England out of the Little League World Series.
That's true, yes.
So,
yes, in this
thanks
economy.
A lot.
Yes, that is true. we were just
about it.
before we get to this preseason and the start of the season shortly, we were just talking about Mac Jones. Do you stay in touch with Mac? Have you talked to him at all?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I texted him after the after their preseason game. He had a really good game this past week, so I definitely wanted to give him his congratulations. And I was excited to see him, you know, back to how he plays.
Yeah.
Jelani, you've been in the league a long time. Kind of walk us through, as you look at, you know, Drake May and where he is and some of the younger guys, walk us through the importance, in your opinion, on, you know, live reps. We talk about, you know, getting reps in preseason games and some of those, you know, live reps that you'll actually be able to see out there. What's it like for, say, some of those younger guys, and how important is it for them versus maybe a guy like yourself who's been around and, you know, it's more about, you know, just getting the timing back?
I think the preseason games are important for everybody, really. You know, it's for us to, for vets, it's us, like, it's for us to dust off the rust. Because, you know, we come off from, you know, the off season, which is about, what, 3-4 months. And for a defensive guy, we haven't tackled anybody for that, you know, that short amount of time. So, it's really for us to get back to our fundamentals, our pad level being low, and making sure that we, you know, secure and make all our tackles. Because, you know, during the preseason, it's a little sloppy out there. A lot of guys are missing tackles. So for us vets, it's just for us to touch up on our fundamentals. For the rookies and for the young guys, it's mostly for them to build experience, you know, for them to know that they can, like, perform in the NFL, that they, you know, that they can, that they belong, you know. So it's really for them to boost their, you know, I don't want to say their egos, but it's really just for them to build that experience and, we'll call it confidence, really, to perform well and, you know, get ready to make the team or, you know, perform. perform week one if they have the opportunity to.
Jelani, a three-year extension for you this offseason. When we hear about the front office, it's usually in a negative light. For you dealing with it firsthand, how was it dealing with the Patriots front office, you know, to get this three-year extension done?
It was a long process, but it was worth the battle, I guess. But, you know, Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh, and Mayo, you know, we finally got to an agreement, and we both were really excited and happy to, you know, make things work. So it wasn't as bad as people thought, but definitely a long way.
What, Jelani, what has been the biggest difference between last season with Bill and this season so far with Jerod Mayo?
I think Mayo just has an understanding of the younger guys, so I think he brings a little bit different energy to the meetings, to the practices, and that energy that he brings never changes. You know, he's when you see him at 6 in the morning, he's the same person that you see at 7 p.m. You know, some guys will, you know, they'll be excited and happy in the morning, and then by the time we get to towards the end of the day, they're just ready to go home. But Mayo usually has that same attitude, and
I don't know how you explain his personality. He's a funny dude, so...
So, like, you know, it's great to have your leader bring that energy, because then, you know, everybody feeds off of it.
So basically, Bill would turn into a grumpy old man by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, no, saying.
Hangry.
No, Bill is just quiet unless you talk to him, and nothing was wrong with that, you know. it's just different.
Yeah, it's different.
Jelani, were you surprised when the team went into a different direction with the head coach? And are you surprised that Bill Belichick is not coaching in the NFL this season?
Yeah, I'm surprised on both. You know, Bill's got a big resume with him, and you know, you can't take away from him that he's the best coach in history or whatnot. But I have a feeling he'll get back into the league someday. But I'm still surprised that he didn't land a job. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I wish nothing but the best for Bill.
Jelani, you talk about Bill's leaving and his departure. Another guy in Matt Judon, very productive for you guys on the defensive side of the football, especially when it's getting after the quarterback. How do you replace that production on the field? And, you know, what were some of the things that he brought off the field that you and other guys are going to have to kind of step up to do to replace?
Man, losing a guy like Judon is big. You know, that guy was such a vital, vital key to our defense. But, you know, last year we didn't have him for the whole year after after Dallas, and we had a lot of guys step up to fill a lot of the roles that he, you know, he was in. So we had guys like Anthony Jennings who stepped up, Uche, and, you know, kind of myself too at the time, because I was playing a lot of the OLV position. But I think that we have a bunch of guys who are just hungry and excited to, you know, receive the opportunity and get more opportunity to showcase their talents as well. So it's just on whoever receives that opportunity, it's just on them to, you know, take it and freaking just, you know, and just ride with it, you know, get that high that you want, like during a game that, you know, you're that guy. So whoever it is, when our coaches decide week one, I think that person is going to be ready and excited to fill in that role.
Jelani, speaking of week one, do you think Drake May is ready to start in the NFL in week one, given all the time that you've had to go against him in training camp?
I mean, if he is, he is. I'm not sure. I don't know where. I haven't talked to Drake today, but yesterday, you know, he's building up his confidence, and I think he's eager to do something, but that's not my decision to make. I'm just here to make sure that they don't score touchdowns and we get the ball back to the offense.
Jelani, I know that you've said that you like to lead by example, and you talk about leadership in this locker room right now. You lost guys like McCourty, Slater. You talk about Judon now. How important has your role increased going into this season when you look at this team and the lack of leadership with the guys you've lost?
I'm not sure how different my role has been. You know, I focus on making sure that each day I come into the building with the same attitude. Because we still do have plenty of, like, leadership. You know, guys like Bentley, guys like David Andrews. And they're both, you know, leaders on the field, and then they're also vocal leaders, you know, who, you know, when there's a bad day at practice, they're going to make sure they're on top of it. They're addressing the problem. So I think that we got some great guys at the leadership roles. And again, yeah, like you said, my main thing since I've been a kid is always just making sure that if I'm going to speak, that I got to make sure that I can back up my words. So hopefully I've been backing up my words to the guys and showing them that you know, I can lead by example.
Well, Jelani, we are excited to have you on every Friday as we did last season, and we are delighted that you checked in this morning, and we can't wait to talk to you again when we get to the regular season.
You need a wake-up call next time?
Wiki.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll give you a little...
That one was a tough one.
Well, that's the Mayo thing. Like, that's a good thing, is you can sleep as late as you want, right, with this new head coach.
We'll see about that one.
All right, Jelani, thank you.
Of course, you guys take care.
All right, that is Jelani Tavai. I mean, no surprise there. I guess the Jerod Mayo is better with the younger guys.
Huh? Couple little decent nuggets.
We've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Robert Kraft said on this show.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Seems like that is the
that's general the narrative. Consensus. That is the consensus.
And Shime's boy, Drake May, is hungry and ready to go. Mm-hmm. You know, he's eager to be the starter for week one.
He's an eager beaver.
Yeah. Listening to him talk about Judon and talk about dealing with the front office only leads me to believe that all of the players were on Judon's side throughout this entire thing.
So?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Jerod Mayo is going to join us around 8 or 8:15. So maybe we'll start on the news next,
yeah.
Courtney, if
okay.
You're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
That? Okay. It is a Patriots Monday all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.